Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's go over this. In our last study last week, we looked at respecting the Holy Spirit, reverencing the Holy Spirit. We gave you three R's to being led of the Spirit. And remember, I told you the Lord corrected me on one of them. Three R's. I had given you the recognize the Holy Spirit, respect the Holy Spirit, and respond to the Holy Spirit. But I told you the Lord corrected me, said, no, respect is number one. Respect the Holy Spirit, or reverence, either way you want to say it, reverence the Holy Spirit, respect the Holy Spirit. And then secondly, you must recognize Him. I think a lot of people don't yield to Him because they don't recognize that it's Him. Recognize Him. You're going to recognize how He deals with us. And we're going to talk about that later on. And then thirdly, you must respond to Him. Actually, I'm excited. I have to watch myself not get ahead of myself here. But the Lord spoke to me about this even last night. Because don't you have a desire to be closer to God? For Him to be more real to you? Oh, in any Christian that loves God, that's one of the biggest things in their heart. Is they want to be closer to God. They want Him to be more real to them. Well, He has committed to us to manifest Himself to us if and as we obey Him. Now, I'm going to talk about this later, but that's this number three point. Respond. Do you want God to be more real to you? Do you want to be more sensitive to Him? You must respond to Him. You must obey Him. And as you obey Him, He becomes increasingly more real to you. Hallelujah. He takes an active role in revealing Himself to you, manifesting Himself to you as you are conscientious to obey Him, to respond to Him. Now, the other side of that is true, too. If you ignore Him, if you ignore Him, if you disobey Him, you don't respond to Him, then you get duller. And the things of God get more vague and indistinct to you. And this explains why many, many Christians are dull to the things of the Spirit. It's not God's fault. I said it's not God's fault. But the good news is, no matter how dull one has become, they can be sensitive again. Amen. We're going to talk about how this works and how to do that. But let's go further today with number one. What's number one? Respecting or reverencing the Holy Spirit. He is a person, but He is a divine person. He is God. And as such, He ought to be respected. He ought to be reverenced. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Now, we went over different scriptures and we saw how that the Holy Spirit can be grieved. You remember Ephesians 4:30? It says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed to the day of redemption. We saw that the Holy Spirit can be quenched. 1 Thessalonians 5 said, quench not the Spirit. That word quench means to smother, like you would take a wet blanket or something and put it over a fire. Quench it, smother it out. And of course, the Bible uses the exact precise language because the Holy Spirit leads us internally, not externally. Don't be putting out fleeces for God to lead you. You might say, well, Gideon did. Gideon wasn't born again. You couldn't tell Gideon, be led. He didn't have the Spirit in him like we do. Well, Lord, if you want me to do this, then you do that. Well, Lord, if you don't want me to do that, then close the door. Well, Lord, if this is you, then have four red trucks pass my house, one right behind the other, and I'll know. Don't pray that way. Somebody said, well, I did pray that way, and it worked that way. I know God has mercy on babies. In my own life, He was merciful to me in some of these things. But friend, you got to understand that the enemy is out in this realm.
That's right.
He can manipulate and do some things externally.
Amen.
You and I are not to be led that way. Sons of God can expect to be led not by fleeces, but by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And He leads us internally. Right? Internally. Well, man, I tell you what now, I'm going to have to see a burning bush, if I do that. Well, you're being hard-headed. The psalmist said, don't be like the horse or the mule. You have to put a bit in their mouth and you have to make them do something. Don't talk like that. Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to have four prophecies and three words and a burning bush before I'm going to move. Well, you're saying you are hard to deal with. We want the Holy Spirit to find us easy to work with. Amen. And see, listen to the description. Don't quench the Spirit. Well, that means you could. And sometimes you get something inside you and it's no overwhelming thing. It's not an audible voice. It's not an open vision. It's not goosebumps or hot flash or cold flash or any. It's a sense. It could be like a burning ember, like a little small flame or something inside you. Well, see, you can easily just get in your head or get in your feelings, walk by sight and just quench that. Well, I don't know what that is. Just quench it and forget about it and go on and do what you wanted to do. The Bible said don't do that.
Amen.
Don't quench the Spirit. Now, this is also a favorite verse of people who want to interrupt services. Are mic grabbers. Anybody know what a mic grabber is? Oh, boy. A lot of times people, if you don't allow them to do everything they want to do when they want to do it in the service, then their favorite phrase is, oh, you're quenching the Spirit. Quenching, well, maybe quenching your spirit. But we got to understand that one or two people in here is not the only ones who know the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Right? And we should hope that the leadership would know the Holy Ghost some. Right? And if it's God, then we should know it, the leadership, and other folk, you should know it too.
Amen.
And we just want you to understand, we believe in prophecy. We believe in tongues and interpretation. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit. But just understand, at this church, all prophecies and all tongues and interpretations will be judged.
Amen.
Including mine.
Amen.
What do you mean, Brother Keith? Well, we're going to judge it. Is it God? Is it not? Well, so we will judge the Holy Ghost. No, we're talking about judging you.
Amen.
Judging your prophecy. Whether it is, we got to understand, the Holy Ghost is perfect. But men are not. And sometimes in yielding to the Holy Ghost, people can mix some of their own thinking. I've seen prophecies that the first third of it was Holy Ghost. The second third of it was a mixture. Them, some of it was them, some of it was the Holy Ghost. The last third of it was just them. But they covered it all by saying, thus saith the Lord. Which really, if they'd have been accurate, they'd have said, thus saith the Lord. Then they'd have stopped a third way and said, thus says the Lord and me. And then at the end, they'd have said, thus saith me. But they don't do that. And we're not throwing any rocks. I've made mistakes in these areas. And as you're exercising and you're new to these things, you may make a mistake. And that's not the end of it. You made a mistake when you was learning how to drive. When you're learning how to ride a bicycle, you made some mistakes. You might have fell down. You didn't quit. You get back up. You get on. Amen. But I'm just letting you know, because we've already had some of these things come up and we've talked to some people and some people didn't like it because we judge their prophecy. But, you know, if you prophesy to somebody to do something and they do it and it messes them up, then we're going to have you and talk to you and them together. And you're going to have to deal with it. And you're going to have to come to grips and say, I'm sorry, I missed it. Did you hear me? And then we'll love each other and we'll go on. And if I missed it, I'm going to admit that I missed it. Y'all are quiet this morning. We have and we're going to have the gifts and the manifestations of the Spirit in operation. But you know, the same thing that makes churches and people open to the moving of the Holy Spirit also leaves them open to deception. Some people, you know, nothing moves around them. Not Holy Ghost and not anything else. But some folk, now I know because I've traveled, I've been to many churches for years now, and some churches, man, the Holy Ghost can move, and goofy people can move, and demons can move, and just anything goes. We don't want that. I said, we don't want that. We want the real. Right? We want the Holy Ghost to be completely free. Demons, not free at all. Right? Confused people, not free at all. And I'm not proposing that I know all about that, but we're going to learn. Amen. Amen. Is that okay now?
Amen.
But all prophecies, all tongues and interpretations that happen in the service or in the foyer or in the parking lot that come up with issues are going to be judged. Did you hear me? And if you miss it, then we're liable to all be sitting down together and somebody's crying because they followed your prophecy and messed up their life. Then we're going to look at them and we're going to look at you and go, well, now, did you prophesy this to them? And if you go, yeah, well, it looks like you missed it. Did you miss it? And you'll have to say yes or you or no, and we'll have to deal with it. Because I'm the shepherd. I have to watch out for the babies.
That's right.
Amen. And we can't let babies be misled. And at the same time, we don't want to quench the Spirit either.
Right.
So we'll have the wisdom of God.
Amen.
And the help of God.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Everybody happy?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if I stand up here and prophesy, you judge it. You judge it. And you judge it by the book, by the written word of God. And you judge it by the witness that you have inside. Because you, if it's the Holy Ghost, you got the same Holy Spirit I do. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reverence the Spirit, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1026. That's R-1026. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.